this game, as I was saying, between the matchup between these teams, it'll be a very, very entertaining contest between the pipes, as you have Guillaume Turcotte, as he is the reigning November USPHL North or goaltender of the month. He comes into this game with a 4-2-0-1-1 record. He's allowed 20 goals and made 195 saves, as he has a goals against average of just 2.50 and has a save percentage of 0.907. So he's making a lot of saves throughout there, as Wisconsin Rapids goalie squad, they have been solid all season. Tonight, Pierce Mayrose, he comes in with a 5-2-0-0-0 record, and he has allowed 23 goals, 180 saves, and he has a goals against average of 3.63 and a save percentage of 0.872. So with that, we're going to take a step out here for the national anthem before we get into the action here momentarily. We are just moments away from the opening puck drop between the Minnesota Blue Hawks and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Again, my name is Mike Comer, bringing you the action tonight. Rory McGibbon, he is back here to give the insight that he has on this wonderful game called hockey. And Rory, first and foremost, how was Thanksgiving here in the States?
Yeah, it was good. My first American Thanksgiving, and it's fair to say I was full after the evening.
All right, got to ask, what's your favorite dish here, man?
Well, it's my first time ever trying deep fried turkey, and that was amazing. Like, the skin was super crispy, and it was super, super amazing.
Oh, that's great.
What about you? What's your favorite?
We don't normally celebrate Thanksgiving too much here. Right. In my family, it's usually deer hunting season. I love my stuffing.
Yeah.
I love stuffing.
Yeah, that's really good as well.
It's really hard to screw up stuffing. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm asking anyone to do it, but it's pretty hard to do. But speaking of something that's hard to do, honestly, it's get to these Rapids goaltenders this season, as Minnesota, they're coming into this game right about 500 with a 12-11 record and a couple zeros in there and two. But looking at these numbers of Wisconsin Rapids goalie squad, Guillaume, my goodness, 2.50 GAA. Goals against average. Then Deacon Shaw, who probably seeing tomorrow, 2.02. Just talk about this squad here for the River Kings.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's been playing really well. We're super tight group, which is awesome to be around. And Deacon and Turks, they played really exceptionally this last little bit. And Turks really deserving of the November Goalie of the Month award.
Absolutely. That was one thing I mentioned already, and I can mention it again because it's a heck of an accomplishment. November Goalie of the Month. That's Guillaume Turcotte.
Yep.
As he's been outstanding, and really those stats have just dropped. Those numbers have dropped for him like crazy. So it's great to see him having some success out there. You had a rough time you went 2-2 at the showcase, played some of the best teams in the USPHL Premier. You got to get back to work here, and what can you take out of it now? Because, man, you got some injuries on the team.
Yeah, so the showcase was tough. I think we won the games that we sort of expected to win, or we wanted to win. And then against Metro, I felt like we were right with them, and then we just got into some penalty trouble, some bad penalties, and then that's what put us on the back foot, and then it ended up being a 6-1 result. And then against Toledo, we were right with them again, you know, depleted roster with Beauchamp suspended, Whitehead injured, and up until, I think it was the second period, we were right with them. It was 0-0, close game, and then it just kind of, there were two quick goals, and then the whole dynamic changed.
Now, what do you have to do tonight? I mean, it's a team that, on paper, records-wise, should beat, but that's why you actually play the game. Yeah. You don't do it on paper.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's important, off the back of two losses, it's important to bounce back. Really important, strong start, get some energy going, get the guys going, and see where that takes us off a strong start.
You know, as good as Rapids goaltending has been this season, looking over at their counterparts from Minnesota, they're all pretty well even up. Yep. Jackson Clough, he's got a 3.64 goals against average. Mayrose, who we're seeing tonight, 3.63. And then Eletti, he's got a 3.38.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they can allow goals.
Yeah.
It's just going to be, you know, does one of them stand on their head, have a hot night? Does Rapid struggle putting the puck in the net? We will see. I mean, that's a big thing.
That'll be the tale of the tale of the game.
Well, seeing as the tale is about to begin, as both teams are gathering at center ice, and there's the drop of the puck, and we are underway here at the Southwood County Recreation Center, where the Blue Ox actually control that face-off as the puck is being sent around the boards. Rapids trying to center it, can't quite do that. Beauchamp, he sends it back down deep, drop pass back to him in the slot, can't quite get it home, as Rapids still starting to control the play, even though they did not gather that first initial face-off of the game. But the puck staying down on the defensive end for Minnesota, shot from the point, bouncy puck, and it gets steered away by the defense of the Blue Ox. Puck sent back behind the cage, bounces around. Minnesota trying to send it up to neutral ice, can't quite do it. Raffert, backhand chop attempt, sending it back down. Schweitzer back there, he's giving some chase. Puck kept in the zone. Tudich, he tries to drag around the defense, cannot. Puck is now sent the length of the ice. No icing, last touch by the River Kings, and we play on. Garcia sends a puck all the way up, and it is chipped into the zone by Atkins as the Blue Ox are trying to gather some footing, so to speak, as the puck stays in the end for Rapids offense. That's exactly what they want to do, is keep that pressure. Now, they do not have any shots on goal with it until now, which was just turned just aside by Cooper as he was trying to jam it home through the five hole to no avail. So now we're both even at one shot each for each team. But the puck is still staying the majority of the time so far in this Minnesota defensive end with 18:19 left to go in this first period. Minnesota starting to break out. Bulldog, he misses an opportunity at it as Garcia, he gathers it. Kind of a bounce pass back off the boards. Rapids back on the attack. Bryceland takes the puck. He's one against three Blue Ox. So that's going to be a tough skate in any way you slice it. Puck sent up, neutral ice. Minnesota shot, that's turned away by Turcotte, and we have a stoppage of play. 17:53 left to go in this first period. No score between the Blue Ox and the River Kings.
I really love that first shift from the River Kings. Superb start, really cycling that puck well, getting pucks low, moving it really fluidly, and unfortunately nothing really big came from it.
Yeah, that's not even 3 minutes into the game, so can't always score 30 seconds in, as we saw a few weeks ago. Yeah, you can hope, that's for sure. As Rapids, they win that faceoff. Puck is sent back down deep by the Blue Ox. That was Kellen Maher on that drive down deep. Rapids regathering the puck on the attack. Diamond up to Elian. And there is an icing coming the way against Wisconsin Rapids. 17:31 left to go in this first period. No score. between the Blue Ox and the River Kings.
Yeah, still feel like it's early, but the River Kings seem to have the legs right now.
When they're ready, they will hopefully pepper that goal, but that is if you are a River Kings fan. Hopefully that is coming sooner than later. As Rapids comes away with that face-off victory, Riley Williams, he comes away with the puck as Minnesota Scherf picks it up at mid-ice as they try to send it back down. Sent down to the Rapids zone was Kellen Maher. Puck then squirts up out, neutral ice. Mikhail Ilion, send a shot, bounced right off the pads of Mayrose. That nearly looked like it was going to the back of the net, but not this time as Denti up, send the puck up, and now the puck is sent up out of play. Almost took out one of our fans or friends from Minnesota, almost got
yeah,
him.
Had some heat on it.
Oh, yeah, it did. Thankfully, it didn't make contact, yeah. That's for sure. So, you got a stoppage of play, 16:58 left to go in this first period. No score. Rapids holding a 3-1 shot advantage. Not as many shots as you would think, but that Rapids really controlled the puck down into their offensive zone as Beauchamp. He stops the puck, sends it back down around the boards. Minnesota giving chase. Giving chase is Noah Scherf. Denti down low. Backhanded attempt. And that's just gobbled up by Mayrose. That was one heck of an opportunity for Rapids.
Ilion with two great opportunities on that shift. That first one right in the slot just kind of seeps off the blocker side of Mayrose, the righty. And then that second one just driving the net and low in the backhand. A nice save by Mayrose.
That was point-blank stop for Mayrose, so outstanding stop for the young man. Rapids wins a faceoff, shot from the point by Beauchamp, and that is stopped by the blocker of Mayrose, whereas Mayrose, he's actually a lefty. You don't see that too often here in hockey or baseball catching either, for that matter, but did a great job picking that puck up with his blocker, so... Rapids gets the puck down low. Beauchamp, he's getting harassed down there by a few Blue Ox. Denti, he's battling down low for it. McNeish, he's waiting for a pass that never comes. Minnesota, they break out the puck, send it down on the Rapids end. Raffert, he does a nice little hip check against the glass to get the puck loose to his teammates and send it back up center ice. Sitting, comes up, sends it back up to neutral ice after it got down to the Rapids zone. Raffert, he's going up against defense again. Shot turned wide behind the goal of Rapids. Up, Aiden Welsh, Wisconsin Rapids zone. Aiden Welsh, he gets the puck up neutral ice, has to chip it back down to his teammates as they are back on the attack. Garcia sends it up, far corner. Rapids still have playing the numbers game. Bulldog, he enters the ice. As now we've got a 2-2 situation between Minnesota and Rapids. Puck is sent wide and then turned up into the netting by Bulldog. And we got a stoppage of play, 15:16 left to go in this first period. No score between Wisconsin Rapids and Minnesota.
Yeah, the Blue Ox come into this one winning one out of the last five. They'll definitely want to try and change their fortunes right now, but it's not looking too good with the River Kings continuing to pressure.
Yeah, they are definitely pressuring. I mean, you took one of the stats that I was going to mention later on, my friend. Great job there. As Minnesota not coming into this series exactly the way they want to, as they are just one win for their last five games. Rapids is three for their last five. So both teams maybe not wanting to be where they are as of late, but this is a great weekend for both teams to kind of right the ship if they're able to, as Rapids has the puck down low. Minnesota trying to center it, turned away by Jerome Turcotte. Is Rapids still trying to get possession of this puck to make a breakout. Even though they have controlled a lot of this first period, holding a 5-2 shot advantage over the Blue Ox. Minnesota trying to keep the puck down low. And Rapids now trying to break it up, and they do. Schweitzer's getting behind the defense, 1-0-1-0. Now he got possibly an opportunity here. Bulldukki sends it just wide. If you little more accurate with that pass, who knows what happens.
Yep.
As Minnesota, they regroup, and they're trying to catch Rapids in a little bit of a line change. Tudich, though, he's giving chase as Minnesota was not able to clear the zone. Felix Ahlstrand, he's in there in the mix as Rapids gets the puck out to the point. Atkins right along the ice. That's turned away by Mayrose. Rapids still in there. Ahlstrand, he's fighting for the puck. Puck's bouncing around. A lot of A lot of contact down to that corner. No arms up in the air, and that's fine with me. Let the guys play as puck is still controlled by Rapids. Centering temp, bouncing. That's pulled down by Minnesota, and they have a breakout opportunity. As Lombardo is waiting for a pass that never comes. Shot blocked over by Turcotte. And we are still awaiting our first score of the game by either side. 13 and a half left to go in the first period. Minnesota and Rapids still deadlocked. No score. Minnesota are trying to send the puck down at the other end. But Chevalier Alexander, he comes into the zone. Pass, Schweitzer, bouncing puck off the pads of Mayros. Opportunity, diving save by Mayros.
Great save.
And that is a heck of a job by the Minnesota goalie to keep Rapids out of the net as we got a stoppage of play. 13:10 left to go in this first period. No score for either side.
Yeah, strong save there. Puck's bouncing around. It gets put down onto the floor, and then I think it was Ostrand that finds Schweitzer, and Mayros tracks it well.
That was outstanding. That was a wide-open net, and he dove at it, and he got it as we have a face-off to the glove side. That would be the right side of Mayros, and now Minnesota has a chance. They got a 2-on-1 situation trying to stop the defense, and there is a goal as Minnesota breaks the tie as they had a 2-on-1, and they made the pass, got behind the defense, and beat Jerome Turcotte as we have a 1-0 lead, Minnesota over Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, number 71, Mike Abrego, with his second of the season. Well taken off the feed from number 15, I believe, Hayden Henke. Henke would record a 6 point on the year.
I believe that is 6:59 on the goal, as that will be Mike Abrego. Yes. Rapids has an opportunity. 15 and 6 on the assist, so that's Kellen Maher and Hayden Henke. So that's how Minnesota, they take a lead here. They had a nice little opportunity as Rapids, now they're trying to get back into this game. As still got plenty of time, 12 and a half to go in the first period. Rapids trying to keep the puck down low. They are able to, they just haven't been able to beat Mayros yet. There's still a lot of game to go if you're a Wisconsin Rapids fan, and it's something you got to remember too if you're a Minnesota fan, that there's still a lot of game to go.
Yeah.
As we have a icing being called against Wisconsin Rapids at 12-12. Again, Minnesota up 1-0 over the River Kings, as we will have a face-off coming, I believe, to the glove side, the left side of Turcotte.
Yeah, just an unlucky play for Raffert, really. He tries to jump up for that puck and just kind of evades him, loops over him, and then the Blue Hawks go down on a 2-on-1 and finish.
Face-off is won by Wisconsin Rapids as they try to get a breakout. Get the puck up to neutral ice, but Minnesota stands strong. Garcia gathers the puck. He gets past center ice, and he gets the puck into the zone, weaving through the defense. Shot from his knee. That's turned away by the defense. Bryceland, backhand pass, crossway to Bulduk. Bulduk tries to take a shot. Can't quite get all of it on that shot as it goes to the defense, to Minnesota, as they get a breakout. They can't quite clear it as they have to reset. Minnesota gets a puck over across the blue line, but up into the netting. We have another stoppage of play. 11:37 left to go in this first period. Still Minnesota winning with a 1-0 lead over the River Kings.
Yeah, the goal definitely came as a stun to the River Kings, I think. I think they were more happy with a 0-0, and then it just quickly turns, the game turns on them, and then the Blue Hawks finish nicely.
How do you respond to this instance, Rory?
Yeah, I think it's important just keep on doing what you're doing. I really like their play down low, and the puck movement's been pretty good, and I think just keep on grinding it out.
Still plenty of game to go as we had another face-off and a real quick whistle out of that as we have a face-off just outside the River King zone. 11:32 left to go in this first period. Face-off. That is controlled by Rapids. Rapids has been controlling most of these face-offs. They just don't have any goals to show for it yet as Minnesota gathers the puck, sends it deep, bouncing off Rapids defenseman. Pulled up, has the puck, sends it back behind himself to Garcia. Garcia is trying to send it up. Puck is being sent the length of the ice, but no whistle. as Bryceland sends it centering pass to Denti. Denti couldn't quite get in there. If he had possession of that puck, a little stronger shot, who knows what happens. Minnesota's defense doing a great job. Diamond fighting for it, along with Ilian. And that puck is bumped out into neutral ice, and that's going to be an icing as we get another stoppage of play. 10:46 to go in the first period. Minnesota still up, 1-0 over these River Kings. Rapids holding an 8-4 shot advantage in the game, so they've controlled the offensive opportunities, but Minnesota's just made the most of theirs.
Yeah, it was a really great chance, and they converted nice on it. The River Kings have had some good chances themselves. It just Maros has been up to the task.
As we get a couple changes here, and we have a face-off to the blocker side, the left-hand side of Maros for the Blue Ox. Blue Ox, they are wearing their white jerseys with blue and black accents and numbers and black breezers. As there's a sharp angle shot taken by Mikhail Ilian. That's to no avail as puck is still loose along the far boards. Minnesota trying to clear the zone. Rapids keeping the puck down there. Not Noah Diamond. He's fighting in there as puck gets wrestled away from him. Minnesota gets the puck up to neutral ice. And there is no whistle as Williams is. He was fighting for that puck and trying to get it away from the Blue Ox. Puck sent out middle ice. Denti fighting for it. Everybody's fighting for it along that far side. Smith, Diamond, everybody's in there fighting for it. As Rapid starts to come away with it. Jacob Chevalier-Alexander, and then Minnesota sends it back down. Riley Williams, he sends it up. No one there but the Blue Ox. Shot from the point. Bouncing puck. It's turned away when it got right in front of Turcotte. Now Diamond, he's with the puck. He's got behind the defense. Brings the puck around. Backhand opportunity, a little soft. That bouncing in there, and it's covered up by Maros. Rapids is doing a good job getting behind the defense.
Yep.
Hitting.
It's a quick turnaround on that one.
Yeah, getting some opportunities with home run passes, if you want to call it that. But they just have not been able to get past Maros.
Yeah.
9:38 left to go in this first period. Face off to the glove side of Maros. Rapids wins it again. Raffert from point, shot. One-timer right in the belly of Maros, and we get another stoppage, as that will be another face-off again to the glove side of Maros.
Yeah, it's been a well-disciplined affair so far as well, so we'll see if something happens on the penalty side of things.
Minnesota gets that face-off. Have to look at the numbers, see how many Rapids has in favor of them and Minnesota, but that was one of the few that I've seen other than the opening one that Minnesota came away with. Rapids sends the puck down. Locker fighting for it down there. Isaac Locker. And then puck coming up out in the circle. Hogan McNeish is in there. Puck sent up. Raffert. Another bouncing puck sent right into the belly of Maros. Another stoppage. 9:05 left to go in the first period. 1-0 lead. Minnesota over Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, those bounces are tricky. Like, it's just bobbling. You don't know what kind of bounce is going to take. And well played by Maros to gobble that one up.
Now there will be yet again another face-off to the glove side of Maros. Schweitzer battling for it against White. And Schweitzer came away with it, but Minnesota gets the puck up to neutral ice. Corpy sends it down to the far corner. Raffert gets it. Allstrand, he's now bumping the puck up. Far side, Tudich. He gets it into the Minnesota zone. Schweitzer giving chase. That is Jack Wallace of Minnesota who got there first. Puck picked up in the zone by Corpy, and back going the other way is Minnesota. Beauchamp, he gets the puck, stops behind the cage, goes to his right, looking for a pass. Got one at center ice. That's Tudich and Allstrand. Neither one can really hold it. Puck is still loose, center ice. Fluttering puck, scooped up by Schweitzer. Schweitzer breaks his own pass across the way. That pass was to Felix Allstrand. Shot, point blank, little bounce, and it's covered by Maros. Another stoppage as we have 8:12 left to go in this first period. And, boy, that he's seeing everything so far. And it's not that it's been poor shots. Mm. He's made some big saves.
Yeah, I like that play from Schweitzer right there, finding Tudich, but just Maros once again shuts the door.
Still plenty of time in this game for both sides as puck is I think initially won by Rapids, but Minnesota gathers it. Puck still scooting around on the far boards. Neither team able to really get anything. Rapids has to clear the zone. Otherwise, they get an offsides, and they do. So offsides is being cleared. Minnesota still can gather it. And they are on the attack now. Zachary Farnsworth, he sends the puck around the boards. Raffert trying to get it up out of the zone, and it is out of the zone. Tudich, Schweitzer, you got our two Rapids, two Blue Ox, and that tried to stuff it home was the River Kings. They couldn't. Puck was wrestled away from Mayrose. That got stopped right out in front. Nice slap or a nice wrister from the slot. Now Minnesota, they get the puck. Abrego, he gets around the Rapids defense.
Nice hit.
Garcia, he did a great job, but we're going to have a whistle, and that will be the first penalty of the game, and that will go against Wisconsin Rapids for a trip.
I feel like that's quite unlucky.
12:39 is the time of the penalty, and that's a trip. Rapids penalty comes up on number 13. Garcia. So that's the first power play of the game. First one for Minnesota as they look to, for their perspective, hopefully add a goal and go up 2-0 over Wisconsin Rapids. But Rapids, they want to try to keep that opportunity at a minimum. And who knows, maybe special teams get a shorthanded goal. That'll go away, long ways in sparking their offense as they hold a 14-5 shot advantage. They just haven't anything going to the net.
Yeah, the Blue Hawks come in with a 15.3% power play percentage, so let's see if they can convert on this one.
Now that face-off to the glove side of Turcotte, that is won by Minnesota, and Rapids can send it down the whole length of the ice, and they do. Down there battling for tying it up is Hogan McNeish, and he's getting pummeled and beat up down there. They finally get the puck away from him as Diamond gives chase at mid-ice as McNeish comes back in. Rapids a little aggressive on their forecheck on this power play or penalty kill. A big shot down the length of the ice goes the puck, and Minnesota has to regroup. Diamond giving a little bit of pressure. Up there as well is Bryce Cooper. A little bit of pressure, nothing too serious. As Henke breaks through into the zone. He gets pushed off the puck as he tries to corral it. Drop pass right back to Diamond. It's 2-2 situation. With Cooper's Diamond, he skates back, just trying to eat up clock. Does pretty good job at that as Minnesota gets the puck back out at center ice. Under a minute left to go on the skater advantage for the Blue Ox. Rapids is trying to kill it off. And unless they get a very good look to try to take a short-handed shot opportunity as they get the puck back out center ice. Minnesota has to regroup. And it's being whistled for a hand pass. We get a stoppage here. 6:04 left to go in this first period. 43 seconds left on the skater advantage for Minnesota. But Minnesota, they hold a 1-0 lead over Rapids.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, the River Kings have really been able to neutralize this power play. And it's been a strong point right now. But the problem is, like, we're down one. We need to find something.
Face-off coming to the glove side of Mayrose. Puck is being fought over. Minnesota does come away with it. 6 minutes left to go right on the dot in this first period. About 35 seconds left to go in the skater advantage for Minnesota. Rapids done a very good job to this point, killing off this penalty. Minnesota gets the puck down deep. Rapids gets there, and they send it out. They can't quite get it out of the zone. Minnesota did a great job holding the edge. Their shot opportunity bouncing and sent out of bounds. So we get another whistle with 5:40 left to go in the first period of action here tonight. USPHL North Division action. As 18 seconds left in the skater advantage for Minnesota, holding a 1-0 lead over Rapids. And we will be having a face-off at neutral ice by Bryce Cooper and his counterpart Lars Gorlitz. Face-off, that is still loose, being battled over. Tough, hard angle to see. Rapids comes with it. Bulldog sends it the whole length of the ice, and that will probably be your power play killer as Rapids gets away with this one as they are now back to 5-on-5 hockey. Full strength, both sides. 5:17 to go in the first period. Minnesota still holding a lead. Rapids gets possession of the puck. Diamond, Ilian, Diamond up the far side. Drop pass over to Ilian. Puck sent back out neutral ice. Williams and Bulldog, they both drop. Back up to Ilian. Diamond breaks into the zone. Denti onto his right. Centering pass is deflected by the Blue Ox. But Rapids, they gather the puck. Diamond and Ilian. And Bulldog, they're all battling with it right now. Sent down into the zone. Denti giving chase. Picked up by Puckner of the Blue Ox as the puck stays right about the blue line. Rapids just clear it. That's Diamond with it. About the circle. Shot right off the top of the shoulder and helmet area of Mayrose. Rapids still has possession. Ilian goes centering about the slot. Minnesota getting a little turned around on defense. Backhand attempt. That gets turned away. The puck sent out neutral ice. Rapids still with it. Williams over to Bulldog. 4:12 left to go in this first period. Ilian sends the puck down. Mayrose stops it, sends it the other way. Denti giving chase along with Cooper for Wisconsin Rapids. Minnesota sends the puck down into the Rapids zone. No icing. It was touched up about mid-ice by Jace Lombardo. Minnesota still has possession of it. Lombardo sends it back deep. 3:50 to go in this first period. Rapids trying to break loose. Raffert sends it up. Atkins fighting for it right below us, folks. There's Atkins. And sends it up. And that's taken over by Bryslin. Bryslin, he charges into the zone. Gets around looking for Atkins, who stops right at the doorstep of the crease. Bryslin, centering attempt. That gets caught up in the skates of a few different players. And puck is still bouncing. Atkins, Cooper. Puck is a little off the mark as Minnesota gets to it. Rapids still holding a 15-5 shot advantage, but Minnesota with a 1-0 lead with 3:10 left to go in the first period. Bryslin takes the puck, sends it up. That's just gloved there by Mayrose, and we get a whistle. 3:04 left to go in this first period. 1-0 lead, Minnesota. Man, yep. You're having opportunities, but just not getting anything in the net.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of fluidity in the game right now. It's just River Kings really missing that finishing touch and really looking to capitalize on some of these chances.
I don't really think Rapids is flat, and I don't think Minnesota's that flat either. They're both playing hard. Rapids just hasn't had that chance to break through into the scoring column as there is a face-off blocker side of Mayrose. Rapids does not come away with it. Minnesota does as they break out, neutral ice, send the puck down far corner. There's a race for it. Puck is still loose. Puck is sent across the slot, nobody home. There's blocker, sends a puck back around the boards. Raffert fighting for it. Welsh in there. Welsh gets the puck up, center ice. Puck is loose, gets back down to the Minnesota end. Blocker and Welsh both giving chase as Minnesota regroups. Raffert backhands the puck, picked up. That is picked up, sent across the way. Pass missed by Welsh. He gets pushed off the puck. McNish comes around looking for a pass opportunity here. Stop, left the puck up there by Locker. Raffert sends it down. Locker can't get to it. Minnesota comes away with it. 2:10 left to go in this first period. Puck is loose. Their puck is kept down in the zone by Minnesota. Rapids comes away with it. Rapids goes up the near side boards. Locker giving a little bit of chase. Beauchamp, he whiffs on a shot opportunity. Comes back to it. Backhands. Sends it up into the slot. No one home. Minnesota comes away with it by Buckmeyer. Wrestled away was the puck. And Schweitzer's giving chase. Back up center ice. Neither team really having a strong possession of it up until now. Tuitt comes up. Schweitzer breaks through. And that's a heck of a save there by Mayrose. Got his toe over. And that was blocked not by much as there's a broken stick out on the ice. And Rapids giving chase as Minnesota got the puck down far end. Bulldog and Garcia down there for Rapids. Bulldog pass up to Garcia. Garcia can't handle it. Puck is loose. Tuitt comes for it. We got 1:16 left to go in this first period. Minnesota up 1-0. Puck is flipped up ahead to center ice. Minnesota gets to it first. Allstrand giving chase. Puck sent around. Minnesota gets the puck up to Nielsen. Bulldog thought about giving chase. He lets it go. Garcia was up in that area. Tuditch. He gets the puck. Allstrand. Tuditch. 2-3. Puck is sent neutral. Schweitzer shot just over the crossbar. Opportunity for Rapids. A kind of a quick shot around by Tuditch. Wasn't there. Tic-tac-toe opportunity just wide of the net. as Rapids still can't quite get there. Centering attempt. Puck is just wide again
inches
by Schweitzer.
Away.
We've got 37 seconds left to go. Tudich, opportunity. Garcia from the high slot. Low. Puck is loose. Bouncing. And it's covered by the glove of Mayros. And Rapids, they're just peppering the goal. They just can't get one to fall as we got a 30.5 seconds left to go in this first period. Where Minnesota, they're being outshot 19-5, but they have a 1-0 lead over Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, a really strong shift by that line. I've really been liking their game so far, and it's just that inches away, that last little touch that needs to be a bit cleaner.
We have face-off, blocker side of Mayros. Puck is won by Minnesota and sent the length of the ice. So we'll have another stoppage, 24.1 seconds. And we will see how this finishes here. 24.1 seconds left in this first period. Minnesota up 1-0 over Wisconsin Rapids, despite, like I said, 19-5 shot advantage for Rapids over Minnesota. There will be a faceoff, it appears, to the glove side of Mayros. Pierce Mayros having a nice night tonight so far, stopping all 19 shots he has faced. Minnesota, they win that faceoff. As 17 seconds remain, Rapids, they disrupt that pass. No one can really control it going into the zone. Just an errant opportunity as Rapids really harassing with 8 seconds to go. Puck is cleared center ice. Ilian, Diamond, but the Minnesota sends it back down as we have 1 second left. And there is your horn. And there is one period in the books as Minnesota are holding a 1-0 lead over Wisconsin Rapids. Guillaume Turcotte. He has stopped 4 of 5 shots faced. Pierce Mayros, he has stopped 19 of 19 he has faced. Minnesota's one goal, that came at the 6:59 mark of the first period. Mike Abrego, he gets the goal and with assists to Hayden Henke and Killen Maher. So that's how the first period concludes. We're going to have a couple games here played between periods and a new sheet of ice, and we'll be back with Wisconsin Rapids River Kings hockey here on Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, Flow Hockey, and 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low upper teens to 20. With sunshine for tomorrow, it'll warm up into the low 40s for a high. Increasing clouds for Sunday, highs right around 40 degrees, then a chance of showers into Sunday night. It's 28 degrees right now.
No one could love me. right. The spirit's up, we're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. It only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Christmas time, simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
WIRI on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Looking for a good time, shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water, floating like a bobber, soaking up that hot sunshine. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her hair down in a ball cap, yeah, yeah. As long as I get that sweet something late night kiss on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yeah, yeah, and that's where it's at. It ain't in a souped up, shiny red new truck if she ain't to my right. It ain't in a dive bar, tall can of PBR, popping tops, rocking all night.
And we're back at the South County Recreation Center as we prepare for the start of period number two between the Minnesota Blue Ox and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. And Minnesota holding a 1-0 lead over these River Kings. Kind of a surprise looking at the shot advantage Wisconsin Rapids has over Minnesota, a 19-5 advantage. But boy, they can't get anything in the back of the net, and that's a huge tip of the cap to Pierce Mayrose as he has stopped all 19 shots that came his way by the River Kings in the opening period of action, whereas Jome Turcotte, boy, he didn't have a lot of action that he saw, as he saw five shots, but he made four saves, and that's why we have a 1-0 lead for Minnesota over Wisconsin Rapids. That first goal, that score by Mike Abreu, that is at 6:59 of the first period, assists to Hayden Henke and Kellen Maher. And there's only one penalty in that first period, and that was by Wisconsin Rapids. Garcia, Caden Garcia, that is, and as he went off for a tripping penalty. But Minnesota couldn't get any advantage on that, as we were able to skate to the end of the first period without another goal. But as I said, Minnesota hosting a 1-0 lead over Wisconsin Rapids. So, Rory, I got to ask you, I don't think Coach Paul was mad. I don't think he tore into you guys, but I bet you there was a nice message that was given at that intermission.
Yeah, I mean, it was basically like just a tough bounce that put us at the end, put us at the odd end of the scoreboard here. So just keep on going, find their weaknesses, exploit them, and just work towards that first one.
I have, if I was a betting man, which I try not to be, if I Wisconsin Rapids can just pepper that yeah. net. And once the first one goes, I think it's going to be kind of the yeah. dam breaking, so to speak. But we are now just about underway. We had a missed drop of that puck on the initial try, so we get to redo it. And here we go, and we are underway as Wisconsin Rapids trying to battle back from a 1-0 deficit after the first period as they take on the Minnesota Blue Hawks. Minnesota, they, as the teams swap ends, Wisconsin Rapids now defending the goal to my right, Minnesota defending the goal to my left, as Rapids had an opportunity. Big point-blank shot right on the doorstep. Bouncing puck turned away. The Rapids opportunities right off the bat, and they can't get that puck into the net.
Oof, inches.
Game of inches, and it's definitely coming up to that right now. Beauchamp, he's got the puck behind the net. Ice is still a little bit wet from the resurfacing as Turcault, he's able to make a glove save from a shot by the point by Farnsworth. And we have a penalty coming up against Minnesota.
Yeah, Jaden White, number 19.
Interference by Minnesota. It's White with a penalty interference. That time is just 46 seconds. So we have Wisconsin Rapids, their first power play of the game, as there's going to be a face-off to the blocker side of Mayrose. And Rapids, hopefully for their sake, they can get on the board. Puck is sent around the blue line. There's a shot taken by Tunich just inside the point. That's just gloved up there by Mayrose. Another save going in the column for the young man from Minnesota. There's a stoppage of play, 19:07 left to go in the second period. Minute 53 left on the skater advantage for Rapids. Denti is in the faceoff circle. The first opportunity for Minnesota got sent out. I didn't quite catch the number for who's in there now. I believe that was Lombardo. As Rapids comes away with that faceoff. Passing the perimeter, Raffert, slapper from the point, gobbled up by Mayrose. Another stoppage. 1:45 left to go on the skater advantage for the River Kings.
Yeah, the shot from Tudic earlier, just Mayrose could see all the way. That one's never really going in, really looking for a tip from Schweitzer. And then that one, just a nice, comfortable save into the chest.
Rapids comes away with another win on that faceoff. Raffert sent across the way. That is to Allstrand. Tudic from the circle. Off the crossbar. Puck is loose. Raffert comes away with it, saves it inside the point. Tudic, near side, back to Raffert from the high slot. That's blocked by the Minnesota skater. I believe that was Gorlitz, as Rapids is able to get that puck back corralled in their own zone. Tudic brings the puck up the near side. Thought about centering. Puck is a little slowed down because the ice is still a little wet. Raffert at the point. Pass back down Tudic. Tudic center. That was by Denti at the slot. That's turned away. Tudic from the circle. Bouncy puck. Shot to goal! Redirected right on the doorstep by Caden Schweitzer. And there's a hole in